In fact, when it came time for the motion to be made, audience members jeered the board.
Disrespect is not appreciated.
Nor is yours.
Most in the Willow Run Auditorium crowd seemed to back Ypsilanti School's Executive Director of Human Resources, Sharon Irvine, for superintendent. Some said they'd like to see Ypsilanti Superintendent Diedrich Martin get the job, or for Martin and Willow Run Superintendent Laura Lisiski to share the responsibilities, at least temporarily. Others stressed that a single superintendent was the way to go. Board President David Bates said he and his colleagues have the utmost respect for Martin, Lisiski, and WISD Superintendent Scott Menzel.
Certainly, we would not have been able to get to this point where we really had this option if all three of those people hadn't stepped up and really worked hard to make that possible. So to me, the clear message is that the board wants to see the progress continue and doesn't want to do anything that might jeopardize that progress in any way.
Jill Klaus was among those who supported Sharon Irvine. She actually stood up and shouted down the board at one point during the meeting, saying she'd been blindsided.
We have such a great candidate. We have two superintendents that had no experience coming in, and that's their only complaint about her. She has no experience. And she has all these other fabulous credentials. She saved the school district hundreds of thousands of dollars with just her knowledge, her being an attorney, and yet they're going to overlook that so they can keep their buddies as superintendents. I just find it ridiculous.
The unified board would like WISD Superintendent Scott Menzel to serve as its superintendent during the transition period and will now negotiate a contract with the WISD board. The unified board would also like to keep current Ypsilanti Superintendent Diedrich Martin and Willow Run Superintendent Laura Lisiski on as associate superintendents, since it is the board's understanding that they have to pay their contracts anyway. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.